Good morning. We are continuing in Maseches Peah. We are in Perek Vav. We're up to Mishnah Vav. So just last Mishnah we learned was Mishnah Hey, which discussed the amount that if someone leaves it behind, disqualifies it from Shikha. At a certain point in time, we don't consider this Shikha anymore. It's just too much. And the Mishnah explained, Shnei Amarim is Shikha, Ushtosha Enim Shikha. And we went through every different type of plant, whether it was grain, or it was a vegetable plant, or it was something that grew in a tree. The halacha is, if you have two, then it still has the halacha of shikha, you cannot go and pick it up. If it's three, then it's too much, and you can go back and get it. And we saw that was the opinion of Beis Hillel. Shammai disagreed, and he says, he notched it up one, he says three is still considered shikha, but if you have four, then it's no longer shikha and goes to the Baal Bayis. Today's Mishnah Vav discusses when it's an interesting case. Ha'omer sheyesh bo sasayim. So you have one bundle. That one bundle had within it sasayim, had a tusa. U'shechacha, and you forgot it. So the Mishnah says, eino shikha, that's not shikha. Because it's too big. It's not considered an omer anymore. It's considered a pile. It's a gadish. And a gadish is no longer where the halacha of shikha applies. Shnei Amarim, if you have two bundles, Ubahem Sasayim. And between those two bundles, you'll have Sasayim. You have two Sa. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer the Baal Abayis, Rabbi Gamliel says it belongs to the Baal Abayis. In other words, it's not Shikha. V'chacham Omrim, Chacham Sei La'Niyim. No, in such a case, it does go to the Niyim. It is Shikha because each individual bundle is small enough, despite the fact that two of them together will equal to sa, which will be over the shear of what's considered shikha. Nevertheless, since they're individual bundles, they have a lach of shikha. Avraham Gamliel. Gamliel said to the Chachamim, Chimerov ha'amorim, yupikach shabal vayis, uhura kocho. So he asked them, how do you view this? When you have more bundles, the more bundles you have, is it better or worse for the Baal Bayis? Because basically he's saying, I'm confused. First Mishnah says, the more bundles you have, the less of a chance it is that it's shikha. In our case of the Mishnah, you have one bundle, which is tusa, and I'm telling you, we're all agreeing that it's not going to be shikha. Then we present a case where there's two bundles, and there's tusa, and all of a sudden you're telling me it's not going to be shikha anymore. So just explain this to me, says Rabbi Gamliel. When you have more bundles, is it better or worse for the owner of the field? Amar Lahem, Amrullah, Chacham said to him, Yupikocho. The more bundles you have, the better it is for the owner of the field, because the more bundles, the less of a chance that it will be Shikha. So then he wanted to know, he says, so now we have a problem. Amrullahem, Uma imbizmachu Amrachurbosasayim Shikha and Oshikha. The first case of the Mishnah, he had only one bundle. And there was two Sadir. Talacha was, you told me, it's not Shikha. The owner of the field can go back and get it. So then he says, Shnei Amarim, Bem Sasayim, Din Shlo Shikha. You're telling me that when there's more bundles, it's better. So if there's more bundles, if you have two Amarim, and there's two Sa between those two bundles, it should be better. In other words, he says, the case, just compare it. One bundle, two Sa, you say it's not Shikha. And your logic is, the more bundles you have, the less of a chance that it's Shikha. So why all of a sudden, when we divide this into two bundles, does it lose its name of Shikha? Sorry, why does it still remain shikha? The more bundles you have, the better it should be for the owner of the field. Amar lo, so the Chacham said to him, you missed it. Lo, im amrit ba'omer echad, shehu kegadish, tomer v'shnei amar m'shen kekrichas. So you're missing a very important point. You're right. The more bundles you have, the better it is for the owner of the field. Because the more bundles you leave behind, the less of a chance that it's going to be shikha. But in this case, the reason why the first case, where you had two sa in one bundle, why it was not shikha? Because it's not a bundle anymore. That's a pile. When you have a big pile of something in the field, that's not shikha. Shikha is only when you leave a bundle behind. That's not because it's one or two. It's because it's not a bundle. We're all talking about bundles. If you have one bundle, that's shikha. Two bundles, that's also even shikha. Three bundles, that's when it's not shikha. Because when you're talking about bundles, the more you have, the less of a chance that it's going to be shikha. But once you're talking about a gadish, a pile, that's not within the category of shikha altogether. It's not the same discussion. And therefore, your comparison is not a comparison. And therefore, one bundle which is too big, which is too sa, it's a gadish, it's not shikha. two bundles, and the two of them together equal two sa, that's still going to be shikha because it's still two bundles. We'll stop here at Mishnah Zayin.